Welcome to Peak Health, a radio show dedicated to empowering you to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you want. I'm Lisa Morse, naturopathic physician on the island at Fern Cove Natural Medicine. I'm dedicated to helping you uncover the root cause of your symptoms so that you can get back on the road to feeling well again.
And I'm Claire Denise, certified health and wellness coach and a personal trainer. Our show is going to bring...
That's gentle, because intense exercise will stress our adrenals more. There's different things like emotional freedom technique or tapping. And I'm pretty sure there's practitioners on the island that do that. You can contact me if you're looking for one that you want to connect with. Sleep is huge.
So you might want to explain what emotional freedom technique is.
Okay, maybe I do. Yeah. Just briefly. It's just a series of tapping different places on your head and your chest. And basically it's, they're different like acupuncture points or acupuncture meridians. And so it's helpful. And at the same time, you usually have some kind of affirmation or mantra or something that you're saying. And it's just helpful for reducing stress and working through emotional or mental issues and things. Hopefully that was good.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's helpful.
And then sleep. Getting to bed by 10 p.m. is really important. Making sure you're getting adequate sleep. It's like one of the main things for adrenal fatigue. Spirituality, you know, helping others, having gratitude in your life. Having laughter and play. That's another big one. Helps to reduce our stress. And then resting every day. It's different than sleeping. So people think that, it's the rest when I sleep. No, you want to have some kind of activity that brings you rest.
And you mentioned yoga, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You know, one of the things that I like about yoga is at the end, there's what they call savasana, where you just basically are lying on your mat and hopefully feeling completely relaxed, but yet you're not going to fall asleep.
Right.
And I remember asking someone one time, when was the last time they felt relaxed and awake? And she said, in Savasana.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that idea of rest as opposed to sleep is really important. Mm-hmm. And being able to feel relaxed and still be awake.
Right.
Instead of pushing. And then when you stop pushing, you know, you fall asleep in the movies or whatever.
Yes. I've done that before.
Yeah. And, you know, I was just going to say some of these things some people may shy away from because they think they're a little too, what we call, new age or woo-woo
right.
or something. But I think they're gaining so much traction with the medical community in mm-hmm. general that they're becoming more mainstream.
Yeah,
so I agree. You get to, you can, you know, no pun intended, massage them however you would like to so that they work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah, so that's a lot to think about there. As far as your doctor's treatments or your naturopath's treatments, a lot of it's going to focus on your diet. You want to not be eating sugar and refined carbohydrates. So that means like, you know, cakes and pastries and breads. You want to eat more complex carbohydrates like quinoa or millet. And then you want to be having good fats, avocado, olive oil, nut butters. And making sure you're eating protein to balance keep your blood sugar stable. And then eating frequent small meals and actually using salts. As long as your blood pressure is not high, which most people with adrenal fatigue, they don't have high blood pressure. They usually have low blood pressure, like 90 over 60 or something.
Oh.
But yeah, so you use salt. Salt your food.
Oh, I just wanted to mention too, when you were mentioning complex carbohydrates, you only mentioned grains, but that would include vegetables as well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Let's see what else. So that's diet. And then so here we are with some supplements. So B vitamins are huge for stress and adrenal glands. They help make energy in our cells. And so they're water soluble. So you want to make sure that you have enough of them every day.
Do you think people should take a supplement?
If they're stressed out or they're having adrenal fatigue, yes. So,
okay.
Yeah. Minerals.
Any recommendations?
No. Yeah, there are certain B vitamins that I like better than other certain forms, but yeah.
So give you a call.
Yeah, give me a okay. call. Minerals are important, especially magnesium. That gets depleted with chronic stress, and you can get your minerals tested to see your levels. There's herbs, adaptogenic herbs. And so like ginseng, ashwagandha, holy basil, licorice. So these help us balance our stress. When we say adaptogenic, if our stress is too high, it helps to bring us down. If our adrenals are weak due to long-term stress, it helps to build up the adrenal glands again. And so there's lots of different things that I use. Sometimes I even use DHEA that we were talking about before, which is the precursor to cortisol, you know, depending on the person's lab tests, the salivary test results.
Well, yeah, I can see that that's the thing. Everything is, we're all different. Mm-hmm. So our treatments, they'd be somewhat generic, but individualized.
Absolutely.
When they work with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the time frame for recovering from adrenal fatigue, I mean, it can take up to 2 years to heal from this. And, you know, the question I usually ask is, how long did it take you to get where you are? And how long were you living in that place of stress and fatigue? And, you know, the road to better health is going to be paved with improvements, but also setbacks. And so just, you know, realize that it's going to take some time, and that it's just something that needs to be.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if there was a magic pill for any and everything that's not going perfectly?
It would.
Maybe not. You know, we wouldn't have any challenges then. And I always like a good challenge.
Yeah. And then I just want to say, you know, if you aren't better after doing all these, you know, lifestyle things and eating well and, you know, taking your vitamins and minerals, that there can be some reasons for chronic adrenal fatigue. Having a chronic infection, a viral infection or parasite infection, or that can be one thing. Lyme disease can be another one. You know, having food allergies or sensitivities that you're constantly eating all the time can cause you to have chronic adrenal fatigue. Having heavy metal toxicity or other chemical toxicity can be something else that needs to be addressed to help your adrenals. Dental problems. Sometimes people can have smoldering infections in the jaw or gingivitis. And in that case, I recommend a biological dentist. And then maybe, like, if you're living or you're working in a toxic area with toxic fumes, that can be another problem. So, you know, seek help if you need it.
Yeah. You know what I think I'm getting out of this is, I think we could make assumptions about, oh, it's just a headache once in a while, or, oh, I'm just a little irritable because I live paycheck to paycheck, or, yeah. Oh, you know, I just really don't eat right, and that's why I can't lose weight. But sometimes there are more specific reasons than sort of the assumptions that we make. So if you do feel fatigued, don't get to feel like what I would call peppy.
Yeah.
That there may be a really good reason for it that is actually treatable.
Absolutely. Yeah, and
so
seek help.
Well, it seems just sort of, you know, part of life, there might be something more specific than when you get a rash or a sore throat, so to speak, that's mm-hmm. real obvious something's wrong.
So. Yeah, no, I agree. That's great. That's a great thought, Claire. Yeah, so I think we're out of time.
We are.
Today. Yeah.
As usual.
Yeah.
I learned a lot.
Yeah. So this is Peak Health Radio Show, where we're dedicated to educating and inspiring you, our listeners, to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you desire. Thanks for listening, everybody, and thanks for being here with me today, Claire.
Oh, it was my pleasure, as usual.
Okay.
Well, see you next time.
All right. Bye-bye.